记得不记得上个礼拜讲什么
？Last week, do you remember our thought?、
啊、讲什么？刚才提了一点，讲什么？永恒性。
Last week we talk about eternity.
这是人与万物有生命的存在物一个很不同的地方。
A great difference between humanity and all other living beings.
所以圣经说，上帝按照其时，把万物造为美好。
The Bible says that God made all things in His time to be good.
也就把永恒性放在人的心里面。
And then He gave eternity in the hearts of men.
这样人与万物不同的地方。
So the difference between humanity and all other things.
万物被造在时间中间，以及时间的限制，他们有一天就不存在了。
That all living things are made within the constraint of time, space, and one day they will disappear.
人被造在时间中间，有时间性。又有超时间的永恒性的存在。
But man is made in time space, but he can transcend time.
所以讲人的存有
，so the existence of man
就是一个有神形象的存有。
It's an existence that has the image of God.
因为神是永远的
，because God is eternal.
所以神就照自己的形象创造了有永恒性的活物。
By his own image, he created a living being that is eternal.
这就是人。
This is the human being.
这样从这个角度去思考。上帝的形象
When we understand the image of God from this angle,
你就救到人尊贵的原因在哪里
You will see why we are considered honorable.
我们为什么说人是尊贵的
Why do we say that the human being is honorable?
为什么说人是荣耀的
or that he is glorious?
因为人的存在是永不可消灭的存在
Because his existence is one that cannot be destroyed.
一个随时就可以毁灭他的东西
A thing that can be destroyed anytime you feel like it.
因为它存在在时间的中间的价值是被限制的，所以它就没有多大的价值。
It is because it is not valuable because its time in time space is limited.
但一个永远没有办法除去它存在的东西。
But a thing that has eternal existence.
你就要用很永恒的观念去负责任来看待它。
You need to be responsible to it and look at it from an eternal angle.
所以当一个人没有发现自己的永恒性的时候
，When a person has not discovered that he is eternal,
他就在暂时中间出卖自己。
He will betray himself in the temporal world.
在暂时中间玩弄自己。
And he will just live a haphazard life in the temporal world.
但当一个人发现他在暂时中间有永恒责任的时候
，But when a person discovers eternal responsibility in the temporal world,
此时此刻
，this very moment
就不是一个能过去的时间。
Would not become something that will just disappear.
来一个面对一个永恒的责任。
But that there is eternal responsibility here.
这样，这个人就对自我的存在产生一个严肃的反应。
This person will have a solemn response to his self-existence.
对自己一切的动作产生了无限的责任感。
And have this infinite sense of responsibility towards all that he will do in life.
这就是人尊贵的原因。
This is why a human being is honorable.
人是荣耀的活物的原因。
And it is why we are glorious living beings.
所以我们又从永恒性看到，我们的灵魂可以向前看、向后看的两个方向。
And from eternity, we see that our spirit can look forward and also look backward two directions.
我现在存在在此时此刻的中间。
I am now living at this very moment.
但我会思念过去。
But I can think about the past.
我会盼望未来
，and look forward to the future.
所以，过去跟未来就变成现今存在的向后向前的延伸。
And so looking backward and looking forward is an extension of this very moment.
这种的觉悟跟这种的认知是动物所没有的。
This understanding is absent from the animals.
所以所有的动物就没有永恒的价值观。
All animals do not have the value of eternity.
所有的动物没有可能去研究历史。
It is not possible for them to study history.
所有的动物也没有永恒盼望将来的可能。
And all animals is not possible for them to look forward to the future.
所以这就是神把永恒放在我们里面的一个实际的表现。
This is a very pragmatic expression of eternity in us.
所以永恒性就是神形象样式的一部分。
Eternity, therefore, is a part of God's image and likeness.
今天我们要从第二个方面来看上帝的形象样式。
And today we want to look at the image and likeness of God from another angle.
我们不是单单从理性、发性跟德性的三方面去了解神的形象样式。
We do not understand God from the fact that we have reason and justice.
我们从全本圣经所字里行间隐藏着的神自我启示的本性去看各 更多方面的形象样式。
But we want to understand the image and likeness of God from the implicit teaching of the entire Bible.
因为神是灵，
because God is spirit.
所以我们是有灵的活物。
So we are living being with His spirit.
因为神是灵，
but because God is spirit.
形象样式不可以被物质观念所限制。
Image and likeness cannot be understood from a material only.
神是永恒的，
because God is eternal.
所以我们的存在不是个暂时的结束。
Our existence therefore cannot end with temporal.
神的永恒与人的永恒是不一样的。
The eternity of God is different from that of man.
神的永恒是人的永恒的本体。
The eternity of God is the source of man's eternity.
人的永恒是神本体的永恒的形象。
And the eternity of man is the image of God's own eternity.
神的永恒是创造的永恒。
God's eternity is the eternity that could create.
人的永恒是被造的永恒。
But the eternity of man is a created eternity.
神的永恒是无始无终的永恒。
The eternity of God does not have a beginning, doesn't have an end.
人的永恒是有始无终的永恒。
But the eternity of man has a beginning but no end.
神的永恒是自我存有的永恒。
The eternity of God is self-existing.
人的永恒是与神相对存在的永恒。
But the eternity of man is relative to that of God.
神的永恒是自我成全满足的永恒。
The eternity of God is self-sufficient and self-satisfying.
人的永恒是归回永恒的创造者的永恒。
But the eternity of man drives us to go back to the eternity itself.
像就不是是。
Therefore, to be like God means we are not God.
是就不必像。
If you are God, you don't have to be like God.
是就是那个真体的本身。
When you are the original object.
而像就是那个真体的形象。
But when you say you are like, you are a duplicate.
这样呢，在德文里面有安息这个字。
In German, there is a word called Ansicht.
就是那物自如，物本体。
And that is the object in itself.
这个用佛教的名词叫物如。
In Buddhism, it's called 物如。
这个 the thing in itself.
The thing in itself.
当你讲爱的时候，
when you talk about love,
不是谈到你的感情，
you are not just talking about your feelings.
那你谈到感情的源头的那个爱的本体。
But when you talk about the source of love in itself,
当你讲生命的时候，
when you talk about life,
你不是讲在生物里面所有的那一种的形质，
you are not just talking about physical life in living organism,
乃是提到了生命源头的那个本体。
But the original source of life itself,
神是永恒的本体。
God is eternity in itself,
人就永恒的形象。
But we have the image of eternity.
当神把他的本体的样式放在我们里面的时候，
when God gave us part of His image and likeness,
我们才叫做像上帝。
Then we become like God.
那么我们提到第三点的时候，
when we come to the third aspect,
我们从上帝本性中间的另外一个特质来看人为什么像上帝。
We want to look at the special character of God to understand this.
圣经告诉我们的上帝是至主，有绝对主权的上帝。
The Bible tells us that God is a sovereign God.
所以上帝按照他自己的形象样式造了人的时候，
when God made man by His own image and likeness,
就把自主性也放在人里面了。
He also gave us a sovereign will.
所以人就有一个自我，应当怎样决定自己的前途，自己应当怎样决定使用自己的自由的这种潜在能。
And so human being has the potential to decide for himself what he's going to do with his life.
自由就变成神形象样式的另外一个本质。
Freedom, therefore, is another aspect of God's image and likeness.
那么说自由到底是不是人才有的呢？
Is freedom something that's only given to man?
自由是有神形象的人才有的。
The freedom is only given to those with the image of God.
自由就不在动物的里面。
Freedom is not present in an animal.
动物有动物本能上的意志，没有整个生命跟永恒关系的自由。
The animal may have instinctive function, but it does not have freedom of life.
所以当我们谈自由的时候，
when we talk about freedom,
里面有非常多层次的不同的这个本质。
There are actually many aspects of it.
所以人的自由，
the freedom of man,
是向上帝的自主权的自由。
It's a freedom that is like the sovereign will of God.
而动物意志里面的那些选择，
But the choice of an animal in their instinct
根本不能与人的自由同层次来相论，
cannot be comparable to the freedom of man.
这就是康德的哲学提到的一点。
This is what we see in the philosophy of Kant.
康德说我们可以用有限的理性去了解现象界中间许多许多的事物。
Kant said that we can use our finite reason to understand the phenomena in the world.
但我们没有办法 用这个纯粹的理性去明白超现象界里面本体里面的事物。
But we cannot use our finite reason to understand that which surpasses that of nature.
所以康德把可知的以及不可知的分成两个不同的范围。
And Kant therefore segregate things into what you can know and what you cannot know.
所有可以知道的都是在现象界里面。
Things that you can know are in the phenomena.
所以不可以知道的都在本体界里面。
But things that you cannot know is in its essence.
所以康德的德文呢，就是说 phenomenal world 还有 noumenal world。
So in the German is phenomena and noumenal.
Noumenal world 就是本质界里面的东西。
Noumenal refers to the essence.
那因为这是人的理性有限的范围之外没有办法去沟通的事情。
A realm that is beyond the human reasoning.
所以严格的说起来
，Strictly speaking，
康德就变成了两百年以后或者一百五十年以后不可知论铺路的一个先锋了。
And Kant therefore become the pioneer of agnosticism.
什么叫做不可知论呢？
What does agnostic mean?
终极性的本体，人是没办法知道的。
The agnostic says that the human being cannot understand the ultimate truth.
在希腊文里面 ，gnosti 就是知识。
In Greek, gnostic means knowledge.
Gnosticism 就是未知的主义。
And gnosticism are people who talk about reason.
那么这个是特别提到第一世纪。到第二世纪末的一个宗教跟哲学混合体的一种知识论。
And this is the knowledge that is found in the first to the second century where religion and knowledge come together.
这个知识论后来侵犯到神学的范围里面。
And Gnosticism influenced theology later.
所以有一些人就把那一种的思想形态的架构做写福音的一种形式。
And so some people use that concept to write the gospel.
这种东西早就被否定是异端了。
And they have been denied as heretics.
但是就在这几年里面
，But with the past few years，
透过《达文奇密码》
，Because of books like the Da Vinci Code，
透过所谓犹大的福音
，Or the Gospel of Judas，
再次有了近代的复兴起来了。
Once again, there is a revival in such matters.
这个是 Gnosticism。
This is Gnosticism.
那么在 Gnosticism 前面加个 A 字，变成 Agnosticism， 什么意思呢
？When you add the word A in front to become agnostic，
根本跟 Gnosticism 不是相对的名词罢了。
It is not just a simple objective word.
那是另外一种思潮。
It actually represents another thinking process.
那是从19世纪的英国开始。
It started on the 19th century England.
重要的思想领导人有两个人。
There were two important thinkers.
一个就是 Thomas Henry Huxley。
One is Thomas Henry Huxley.
另外一个就是 Sir Herbert Spencer.
And Sir Herbert Spencer.
这两个人发明了这个名词。
These two person coined.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是呢，我们没有办法知道的，我们就很谦卑的、诚实的承认我们不知道。
They are saying that things we do not know, we humbly acknowledge we do not know.
那么你说你不知道，你不要乱讲。他说我没有乱讲，我就是说我不知道。
He says that, well, I just acknowledge that I do not know about these things.
那不知道的事情不存在吗？我没有说不存在啊。
The philosopher said, I did not say that things I do not know do not exist.
不知道的事情，你是不是反对啊？我没有反对啊。
Nor am I opposing things that I do not
know. 那么你的意见是什么？就是我不知道吗？
So what's your opinion? He said, well, I just don't
know. 可能它存在。
Maybe it exists.
可能它不存在。
Maybe he does not exist.
可能它是真的。
Maybe he's real.
可能它是假的。
Maybe he's not.
可能它是对的。
Maybe he's right.
可能它是不对的。
Maybe he's not.
反正我不管它对不对。
I don't quite care.
因为我不知道。
Because I cannot know.
这个叫做这个 agnosticism。
This is agnosticism.
这种思想在19世纪的时候主管了这个英国社会里面很多的知识分子的潮流。
In 19th century, it has great influence on the English intellectuals.
所以变成对坚信主义者的一种很重要的对抗。
It becomes a very important opposition to the people who are pious.
基督徒是怎样的人呢？
What about Christians?
我知我所信的是谁。
We say we know whom we have believed.
那么你怎么信呢？
How do you believe?
因为我所信的上帝启示我这些的真理。
We say because the God I believe in revealed the truth to me.
所以我信上帝。
So I believe in him.
我信基督。
I believe in Christ.
我信圣灵。
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
我信身体复活。
I believe in the resurrection of the body.
我信永生。
I believe in eternal life. Amen.
这是基督徒的信经。
This is the confession of the Christian.
而且我们越信，我们也真正明白上帝的真理。
The more we believe, the more we understand his truth.
所以英国的不可知论就站起来。
And the agnostic was set up.
他说：“我不知道你信什么。”
And said, I do not know what you believe in.
我也不管你信什么,
I don't quite care.
这个叫做不可知论。
This is called agnosticism.
真正不可知论的近代的鼻祖就是康德。
And Kant was the true pioneer of this theory.
康德把事物分成两大范围。
And he segregated matters into two areas.
一个就是现象界里面的东西, 我们都可以知道。
One is the phenomena which we can study.
另外一个, 这个现象界之外的本体界的东西, 我们都不可能知道。
The other one is the noumena, which is in the essence that we cannot know.
所以这个叫做 noumenal world.
Noumenal world.
那么这样的话语在孔子里面也有。
Confucius also said similar things.
所以孔子的知为知，不知为不知，是知也。
Confucius said, if you know, if you say what you know is true, and if you do not know, you say you do not know, then that's true knowledge.
所以我们可以说孔子的可知那可知是可知论者。
And so Confucius is similar to an agnostic.
Herbert Spencer 是不可知那不可知之不可知论者。
But Herbert Huxley actually knows what he do not know.
所以孔子的我只能知道这个，我就讲这个。
Confucius said, I will tell you what I know.
英国的那些人，我不能知道那个，我就不讲那个。
But the English thinker said, that I do not know, I will not talk about
it. 那么康德所讲的不可知论的范围到底有什么东西呢？
But what is in the thoughts of Kant?
康德说有三件事情。 人类没有办法知道的。
Kant said there are three things that human being cannot know.
第一件事情,
the first one,
上帝,
about God.
第二件事情,
the second,
不朽坏,
things that will not decay.
第三件事情,
the third thing,
就是自由,
freedom.
God, immortality, and liberty. 这三件事是人的世界没有办法明白。
These three things are beyond the human reason.
我有时候会怀疑为什么康德 怎么把三件事归在一起来讨论为不可知的呢？
Sometimes I wonder why he grouped these three things in this manner.
如果用他的严格的要求，难道没有第四件不可知的事情呢？
Could that be like the fourth item?
为什么理性到了这三个范围都去显出他们自己的这个有限在里面呢？
Why is the reason finite when it reaches these three different matters?
那么这个的答案还是不清楚。
The answer is still not clear.
但呢，康德知道他不可知道的有三件。
But Kant know that he could not answer these three things.
上帝不可知的,
he could not know about God.
不朽不可知的,
he cannot know about immortality.
自由不可知的,
or freedom.
所以今天我要从这个角度来跟大家谈，上帝是自由的。 所以按照他的形象造的时候, 就把自由的本质放在人里面, 我们应当可以知道。
And so today I want to tell you that because God is free, we being made in His image and likeness also have freedom.
那么自由到底是什么呢?
But what is freedom?
很多人说自由就是我要做什么，我就可以做什么，这个叫做自由。
Many people say freedom is when I can do whatever I wish.
从这种经验来说，我们都是自由，而且我们都以为自己知道什么这叫自由。
These experiences are pretty common, so we all think we know what freedom is.
但是康德说不是。
But Kant said no.
如果你要做什么，你就可以做什么，这个叫做自由的话。
If freedom means you can do whatever you want,
那么自由跟野蛮就一样样了。
There is no difference between being free and being barbaric.
因为野蛮也是，我要做什么我就做什么。
Because the barbarian says he will do whatever he wants.
自由不是野蛮。
But freedom is not barbarianism.
野蛮不是自由。
Oh no, is it the other way around?
你不能说自由人很野蛮，或者说野蛮人很自由。
You cannot say that a free person is barbaric or a barbarian is very free.
野蛮就是野蛮。
Because barbarians are just barbarians.
自由就是自由。
But a free person is free.
你这样讲下去是更头昏或者更有兴趣啊。
I don't know whether you get more confused or more interested.
我相信如果你精神好，你会很有兴趣的。
If you are still alert, you will probably be interested.
如果你还没有吃饭就很差不多要病了，你就很头昏了。
But if you are hungry, then you will probably.
自由不是野蛮。
Freedom is not the same as barbarism.
野蛮不是自由。
The barbaric is not.
我要做什么我就做什么。
If I say I want to do whatever I want.
这个叫做自由的话。
Because I'm free.
那我写了啊，自由。 那么他受害了。 他说你怎么把我推到一边来呢？
Then actually other people get harmed.
我说我自由吗？ 那在我的自由中间牺牲了别人的存在。
In my freedom, I will sacrifice existence.
牺牲了别人的权柄
and the authority.
康德说这不是自由。
Kant said this cannot be freedom.
自由是什么呢？
What then is freedom?
康德就用另外一种想法来告诉我们。
Kant have another anger.
很深很深的意思。
A very profound meaning.
自由是。
He said freedom is.
我不想做什么，我就有能力不做我所不想做的事，这个叫做自由。
Freedom means that whenever I do not want to do something, I have the power not to do it.
这就很难了。
This is very difficult.
当你想试试看抽烟的时候
，When you feel like smoking a cigarette，
你看人家买烟，你也买烟。
They are buying a cigarette, so you buy.
你看人家点烟，你也点烟。
You also light it up.
你看人家抽烟，你也抽烟。
You look at them smoking, you smoke.
这个自由。
You say I'm free.
后来你抽了两个月。
After 2 months.
抽了三个月。
3 months.
发现糟糕了，不是你抽烟，是烟抽你。
In the end, you discover you're controlled by the cigarettes.
你发现不是你抓烟，是烟抓你。
If the cigarette is kept catching hold of you.
现在不是你买烟，是你卖给烟了。
It's not that you are buying cigarette, but the cigarette is buying you.
当你发现 you have been sold to the cigarette,
when you discover you have been sold to the cigarette,
那你发现不对了。
Something is wrong.
保罗说：“我已经出卖给罪了。”
The apostle Paul said, "I've been sold to sin."
我看不对了。
So something is
wrong. 我从前不是这样的。
Well, it was not like this.
我从前没有给烟捆绑过。
In the last past, I was not trapped by cigarettes.
你现在发现所谓你的自由是你的捆绑。
But now you discover your freedom is your constraint.
你的自由就是你的不自由。
Your freedom becomes your non-freedom.
所以你要得回从前的自由。
And you want to regain the past freedom.
你说我要把烟丢掉了。
I want to throw away the cigarettes.
你发现不一样了。
You will discover
it's not so simple. 当你还没有抽烟以前，从没有抽烟变成抽烟，你是有能力的。
Before you smoke, actually you have the power to go into smoking.
但是你现在不要抽烟的时候，你从抽了烟变成不再抽烟。你是没有能力的。
But now you don't have the power to get rid of the cigarette easily.
所以康德说，那个不是自由，那个叫做不自由。
Kant say that is not freedom, that is non-freedom.
所以世界上有许多人正在用假自由来剥夺自己的真自由，但是他没有发现。
In the world, there are many people who do not realize that they are actually having false freedom in place of true freedom. 这
个很可怜，很可怜的。
This is something that is very sad.
今天我的听众里面有很多是青年人。
Today, among my congregation, there are many young people.
你知道不知道你已经用你的自由去出卖你的自由吗？
Do you not know that you have betrayed your freedom by your freedom?
你知道不知道你用你的自由去产生你的不自由吗？
You have used your freedom to produce a non-freedom.
所以康德的结论说，
The conclusion of Kant is,
自由绝对不是我要做什么我就可以做什么。
Certainly, freedom is not doing whatever you feel like doing.
康德是反过来的，
It's the other way around.
自由是我不想做什么我就有能力不做我所决定不要做的事情。
Freedom occurs when you have the power not to do things you do not want to do.
这样决定的时候，
when you decide in this way,
你发现你有这个自由的意向，你没有这个自由的力量。
You will often discover that you may have the will, but you do not have the power.
这个时候你发现自己不自由了。
Then you discover you are not free.
所以这样你就明白，比康德更早1800年。
1800 years before Kant,
耶稣早就讲了这话。
Jesus Christ already declared this.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章34节告诉我们。
In John chapter 8 verse 34,
我实实在在告诉你。
Jesus Christ said, truly I say to you,
所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆。
All who sin are slaves to sin.
所以当你以为你真有犯罪的自由的时候，你就是成为罪的奴害者。
When you think that you have the freedom to sin, you are actually a slave to sin.
只有当上帝的儿子叫你得自由的时候，你才真正有自由。
Only when the Son of God gives you freedom, you are truly free.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在康德以前1800年。
1800 years before Kant.
圣经就把什么叫做真自由，什么叫做假自由。分辨得很清楚来教导我们。
The Bible taught us clearly what truly is freedom and what is not freedom.
今天人之所以是人，
Today for us to be a human being,
人与水的动物不同的地方，
The difference between us and other animals,
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
It is because we are made in the image and likeness of God.
上帝是绝对自主的上帝。
God is a God that has absolute sovereign will.
上帝按照自己的形象造人的时候，
So when he made us by his own image,
上帝就把这个自主性放在人的里面。
He gave us the ability to choose.
所以人是一个有自我控制自己，自我决定自己，自我选择自己要怎么做，这种能力的神形象的复造者。
And a human being is a duplicate of God in this way because he can choose his own pathway and decisions.
这个叫做人。
This is a human being.
那么这样的自主性放在人里面的时候，
When the ability to choose is given to us,
人才像上帝。
Then we are like God.
换一句话说，上帝的本身是自主的那个本体者。
In other words, God is the source of will.
哇，你说做上帝太舒服了，他要什么就什么了。
So it's so great to be God because he can do anything he wants.
但刚才我们提的不是他要做什么就可以做什么，叫做自由。
But earlier we already mentioned that freedom is not when you can do whatever you want.
不要把上帝当作独裁者，当作野蛮者，当作随心所欲，什么都可以乱做，那位叫做上帝，不是的。
And do not consider God as a dictator where he can do whatever he feels like.
所以康德说，我们不能明白自由，我们还是要讨论自由。
Kant said that although we cannot understand freedom, we still will discuss about it.
我们可以不接受在这件事情上康德的不可知论。
We can accept that this agnostic idea of Kant in this matter.
We might not
accept it.
Accept it. We can refuse it.因为这个里面神有一些的启示成为我们去明白的线索
because there are some clues in the revelation of God that we can understand this matter
上帝是绝对的绝对者
God is the absolute one
他的本来自我绝对的永恒的自我绝对者
He is the eternal self-absolutizing one
the absolute one in eternity 这样呢上帝不是自我绝对化的非绝对者
He is not a non-absolute that has made himself absolute.
这样，上帝的自由是不是绝对的呢？
The question then is the freedom of God absolute?
有人说，连上帝的自由都不是绝对的。
Some people say even the freedom of God is not absolute.
我知道他要表达的是什么。
I know what he is trying to say.
他的意思，连上帝都不可以，要做什么就随便他的意思就做什么。
What this person is saying is that God is not free to do whatever he feels like.
他的结论，上帝的自由也不绝对的。
So his conclusion is that the freedom of God is not absolute.
我不能接受这句话。
But I cannot accept this.
因为把非绝对的本性勉强绑在上帝的生命中间，我是不能接受。
I cannot accept that you will use a non-absolute concept on God.
神是绝对的绝对者。
Because God is the absolute one.
神的自由也是绝对的。
His freedom therefore must be absolute.
如果神的自由也是绝对的，他的自由到底是个怎样的自由呢？
If that were the case, what sort of freedom is this?
那我用中文来讲就很明白了，神的自由是绝对对的自由。
The absolute part of God is absolutely right.
我们如果有自由，常常是绝对不对的自由。
When we have freedom, sometimes our freedom is wrong.
那么什么东西保证上帝的绝对的自由是对的，不会错的自由呢？
How then would God guarantee that His freedom is always right?
我们又怎样说我们的自由是常常会有错的自由呢？
Why do we say that our human freedom are often wrong?
这就是形象跟本体之间本质的差异的问题了。
This is where there is a qualitative difference between the image and the object.
我们是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
We have been made in the image and likeness of God.
上帝是我们形象的本体。
He is the object of our image.
上帝是绝对的上帝。
He is the absolute God.
所以他的自由是审判一切不用自由的受造者的原审判官。
He is the original judge whose freedom will judge all who misuse the freedom.
他是绝对的。
He is absolute.
他是终极的。
He is the end.
是 the absolute ultimate one who is a supreme judge of all given freedom beings. 这样呢，神的绝对是我们不是可以讨论或者可以商量的余地的一个本质的范围里面。
The absolute essence of God is not within our realm of discussion.
那么回在刚才的一个问题里面。
When we return to the earlier question.
是什么东西保证上帝的自由绝对是对的呢？
How then do we guarantee that the freedom of God is always right?
神不但是自由的。
Not only is God free.
神又是良善的。
He is also good.
神不但是自由的。
Not only is he free.
神又是公义的。
He is also just.
神不但是自由的。
Not only is he free.
神又是圣洁的。
He is also holy.
神不但是自由的。
Not only is he free.
神是永恒的慈爱的。
He is eternally compassionate.
神不但是自由的。
Not only is he free.
神是永远不变的。
He is immutable, changeable.
不变的、圣洁的、良善的、完美的这一个公义的自由，就是一个。自由跟他其他本性的一个结合。
And it's a combination of all these attributes of God together with his freedom.
换一句话说。
In other words,
上帝是乐意把他的自由放在他的慈爱下面。
God willingly subjected his freedom into under his
love. 放在他的圣洁下面,
under his holiness.
放在他的真理下面,
under his truth.
放在他的公义的下面,
under his justice.
放在他的永恒的下面,
under his eternity.
这些相调和的整合,
the summary of all these things,
就神永远不会改变, 不会违背他的道德本性, 所以他的绝对自由永远是对的。
Give us the conclusion, God's freedom forever will be right.
那么你说我们呢?
What about us?
我们不是如此。
Not the same.
当上帝把我们造成有他的形象, 有自由的潜在能的时候,
when God created us in His image with the potential for freedom,
我们就在自由的几个不同的本质里面。
We are different in many aspects.
第一,
firstly,
我们是有限的。
We are finite.
第二,
secondly,
我们是在反和性中间的。
We are in a paradox.
第三, thirdly, 我们是在相对界里面的。
We are in a relative world.
所以我们的自由就变成危机性的自由了。
Our freedom therefore has a crisis.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
我有自由,
I am free.
但我的自由要受审判。
But I will be judged.
我有自由,
I am free.
除非我的自由 归回上帝的道德本性,
but my freedom must return back to the ethics of God.
我的自由是有犯错的可能的。
If not, my freedom can make mistakes.
我虽然是自由,
although I'm free,
我的自由不是没有约束的。
It is not without constraint.
所以这个反合性, paradoxical, relative, and the non-absolute, 这一种自由是一个要受审判的自由。
We are, our freedom is a freedom that must be judged.
这就是自由的危机性的问题了。
This is where there is a crisis of freedom.
上帝创造人的时候,
when God created man,
他把人造在一个有危机性的自由的潜能的里面。
He created us with a potential, with a crisis of freedom.
你说从哪里看到呢?
How do we know this?
有很多人读圣经从来没有看到这些要点，只看到这次要的东西。
Many people read the Bible and only see secondary things.
你说唐牧师，我也读圣经，你也读圣经，为什么你读一大堆奇里怪怪的事情出来呢？
And Dr. Tong, why when I read the Bible, I do not see all the things you see?
上帝对亚当说什么呢?
God said to Adam,
园中各样树上的果子，你都可以吃。
You can take of the fruit of the trees of all,
对不对啊?
In the garden.
你读了对不对啊?
You read
是不是自由?
Was he free?
只有这一颗分辨善恶树上的果子, 不可以吃。
Only the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这个自由有没有限制啦?
Is there a constraint to the freedom?
接下去,
and then,
你吃的日子, 你必定死。
The day you eat of the fruit, you will surely die.
是不是危机性啊?
Was this crisis?
是不是相对性啊?
Relative.
是不是有受审判啊?
Judgment.
是不是有预告啊?
There is a forewarning.
有警戒在南面。
There's warning there.
所以这个就表示人的被造的自由跟神本身的自由是不一样的。
It tells us that the created freedom is different from that of God's freedom.
那么当你说既然自由是在危机性中间的,
if you say that since our freedom is in a state of crisis,
这个自由本身就不是美好的,
it is not good.
我告诉你相反的,
but it's the other way around.
因为它有危机性, 所以它存在着最完美的潜在能。
Because it has a sense of crisis, it is in the best potential.
所以这种所谓上帝的形象,
this image of God,
是在最美的中间隐藏着最危机的可能性的这一种恩赐才叫做上帝的形象。
It's a special gift that contains the best potential but also the greatest crisis.
你说既然存在着危机的恩赐，我宁可不要这个恩赐。
Then you say, maybe I don't want this sort of gift.
这样的恩赐不是隐藏着很可怕的结局的可能性吗?
Because there is a potential for a very tragic end.
是的,
it is.
但是我告诉你,
but I tell you,
这是神创造的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God's creation.
所以我们一方面领受恩典,
on the one hand, I receive His grace.
一边我们也领受的责任,
we have the responsibility to receive
我们一方面,
His grace.
我们一方面领受的命令,
we also receive His commandments.
我们也领受了应许,
we also receive His promises.
你要把上帝的恩典跟人的责任分开来, 是不可能的。
It is not possible to segregate the grace of God with the responsibility of men.
你把上帝的命令跟上帝的应许分开来, 也不是圣经的教训。
You also should not segregate the commandments of God with God's promises.
所以我们在受造的层次中间,
we are created in the created world.
我们因为有了这双重的领受,
because we have received these two things,
所以我们就比动物更荣耀, 比动物更尊贵, 也比动物更危险。
We are more glorious and more honorable than animals and therefore more dangerous.
你是这么解释的？
How do you explain this?
如果有自由
If I have freedom,
我就有犯罪的可能。
It is possible for me to sin.
但是
However,
因为有自由
Because I have a freedom,
我也有不犯罪的可能。
I also can not sin.
当我把我的自由用对的时候
When I use the freedom correctly,
我就顺从
I obey,
进入
enter,
享福在上帝更高的恩典的层次里面
and submit to the higher grace of God.
相反的
On the other hand,
当我把自由误用的时候
When I misuse my freedom,
我就进到上帝的境界上帝的光照审判上帝的刑罚的可能性的预言的里面
I will enter into the prophecy of the judgment and enlightenment of God
这两样东西
These two areas
都是动物所没有的
are things that the animals are lacking with
所以我们才是人
That's why we are human beings
有没有一只狗说我想到巴黎去走走
Will a dog say I want to go to Paris
有没有一只猫说我很想去看看故宫是怎么建成功的
Or a cat say I want to go and look at the museum
这些动物没有这种意愿
Animals do not will this way.
没有这种自由的选择。
They do not have this freedom of choice.
所以他们没有道德的功能可言。
Therefore, they do not have ethical functions.
但是你说就是因为这个自由，所以我有犯罪的可能，所以我很讨厌。
So you say because of this freedom, I can sin, so I don't like it.
在你对自我的觉悟、存在的觉悟的时候。
But when you are conscious of your own existence,
你只能接受这件事实， you can, 你不能逃避这个已经有的事实。
What you can do is to accept this fact but not escape from it.
这些话都是很深入的。
These are profound sentences.
存在主义者的困难是什么呢？
The difficulty of an existentialist.
他们要用自己犯罪以后的理性去解释他们已经犯罪的事实。
Is that they are trying to explain the fact that they have sinned with their fallen reason.
他们试试看用被造者的身份跳到与上帝创造者一同争论的地步来反对上帝。
As a creature, they try to escape themselves and go and argue with God, the Creator.
这是不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
今天我们讲的比上个礼拜更深的东西了。
Today we are entering into more profound areas.
当你领受自由的时候
，When you receive freedom from God,
你是领受了上帝形象的一部分。
It is part of God's image.
所以你有这个上帝的形象。
So you have this image of God.
你就在恩典加上危机的中间。
Therefore, you have received His grace and find yourself in a state of crisis.
一个人犯罪最好的证明是什么呢？
The best proof of a sin
就是他继续要恩典，他不要责任。
Can be seen when a person always wants God's grace without responsibility.
他要领受，他不要相对受审判。
He wants to receive, but he does not want to be judged.
所以我们领受自由的时候
，So when we receive God's freedom,
我们要逃避自由，一定要相对受审判的永恒责任。
We want to escape the eternal responsibility of judgment.
这就是人类不可救药的地方。
This is where the humankind has fallen.
圣经说不是如此。
But the Bible says not so.
你有一天一定要站在上帝面前。
One day you will surely stand before God.
你要看什么，尽量看。
You can see whatever you want to see now.
你做什么，尽量做。
You can do whatever you feel like doing now.
我告诉你
，But I tell you this.
为你所看所做的，你都要站在上帝面前受审判。
One day you will stand before God and be judged before Him.
这个话太重了。
These are important phrases.
传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter
12. 告诉我们的自由是很尊贵的。
Tells us that our freedom is very honorable.
马上告诉我们的自由是很危险的。
But immediately it tells us that we are in a dangerous stage.
危机性的存在。
It is an existence in crisis.
危机性的恩赐。
And a crisis in our grace.
人有上帝形象样式。自由所带来的矛盾。
This is the irony that comes when we have the freedom of God.
今天多少的青年人
？There are many young people today.
一方面犯罪
，On the one hand they sin.
一方面失败
，On the one hand they fail.
然后怪上帝为什么给他活在世界上
？And then they blame God for allowing them to exist.
很多的孩子们
，There are many young people.
一方面乱来
，As they live a decadent
life. 一方面羞辱爸爸的名
，As they humiliate their parents.
一方面回来问妈妈为什么你要把我生出来
？And then they go back and ask the mother why did you give birth to me?
这种没有良心的人多得不得了。
There are so many of these people without conscience.
从整个的人性来说
，from the whole of humanity,
人对神常常存着这样的判断。
We have the same kind of attitude towards God.
这就是不义的人用不义的原则来判断上帝的公义。
And this is how we judge the righteousness of God using our unrighteousness.
一个同性恋者
a homosexual person，
后来给爸爸赶出家门的时候
，maybe discarded by his family，
他离开家门最后一句话是什么
？The last things he will say when he leave，
你不要怪我
，Don't blame me，
为什么你把我生在世界上
？Why did you give birth to me？
其实很多人用这样的态度面对上帝。
Many people face God with such an attitude。
如果你把自由给我
，If you had given me the freedom，
你就让我自由自在吧。
You have given me this freedom。
既然自由给了我
，Since you let me be free，
我怎么做是我的事情。
I should do whatever I want。
你把自由给了我，你就不要干涉我怎么样用自由，好不好
？If you give me the freedom, then don't interfere。
一个人有神的本性
，When we have the image of God，
有神的形象
，and the likeness of God，
那么用这来怪罪上帝的时候，这真是不像样。
But we still blame God in this manner, then surely we have
fallen. 我一方面贪求享受神所给我们的自由。
On the one hand, we want to enjoy the freedom God has given to us.
当我们失败之后，我们就怪上帝为什么把自由给我。
But once we fail, we blame God.
这是很好笑的事情。
This is very strange.
今天赌博的人
，Those who gamble today,
他们想的就是贪钱。
What they are thinking about is
money. 他们后来家破人亡。
But in the end, they will go bankrupt.
正在赌博的时候
，When they are gambling,
根本蛮有把握，根本家庭不会发生事情。
They are confident that nothing will happen to their families.
可能弄到走投无路，不能负债，要自杀，要杀孩子、杀妻子的时候，他们悔不当初，已经太迟了。
They will always come to a stage whereby everything falls apart, and then they try to have mass suicide.
因为他起初犯罪的动机。
The original intention to sin
是犯罪堕落本性里面幼稚的未来
comes from an immature future that comes from a fallen
very
nature
naive optimism
a naive optimism
非常幼稚的乐观
a very
我赚了钱我就这么样
I will make money this way
所以他们就把自由拿去出卖了
so they will betray their freedom
一面玩弄自由一面出卖自足。
On the one hand, they play with their freedom, and they actually betray their own will.
等到堕落失败以后，就怪上帝把自由赐给他。
But in the end, they will blame God for giving them the freedom.
这是非常可怜的事情。
This is something that is pathetic.
一个父亲对小孩子说
，A father will say to a child,
替我买一盒的火柴来。
Go and buy for me a matchbox of matches.
就把钱给他孩子。
And give the money to the child.
他的孩子走去买东西的时候
，When the child went forth to buy,
买好的火柴啊。
He said, "You buy a good matchstick."
你去买火柴给爸爸。
Buy the matchsticks for your
father. 你要买好的、啊。
Buy a good one.
他说：“是的，是的，我买好的。
”The child said, "Okay, I'll buy a good one."
回来的时候
，When he comes back,
他不是拿一盒的火柴啊。
He didn't buy a whole box.
他用报纸包一大堆东西给爸爸。
He used the newspaper to wrap a whole bunch of things.
爸爸，这是什么
？The father asked, "What is this?"
你叫我买火柴吗
？He said, "You asked me to buy matchsticks."
这就是你要买的。
This is what you want.
爸爸开起来看。
The father opened it.
每一根火柴都用过了。
Every one of the matchstick has been used.
那么你为什么把这些用掉呢
？The father asked, "Why did you use this?"
你给我买这些用过的火柴做什么
？What is the purpose of the used matchstick?
爸爸，你忘记你刚才说要买好的，所以我每一根是都是好的。
The child said, "You said buy good ones, so I tested all of them."
我都是，但是证明都是好的。
Everyone is good.
所以我实实在在替你买了好的东西给你。
So I truly bought good matchsticks for you.
但是你把它用掉了。
But you have used it.
你懂不懂呢
Do you know this?
所以今天的很多人先享受自由。后逃避责任。
Many people first enjoy their freedom and then try to escape the responsibility.
本有上帝的形象。
Although we have the image of God.
终极你不像上帝。
But in the end, we are not like God.
我四十多年前在神学念书的时候。
When I was studying in a seminary 40 over years ago.
也就我们神学的老师、学生、园丁、员工全部庆祝圣诞交换礼物。
Once we had a celebration of Christmas and there was a gift exchange among everybody in the seminary.
那礼物的时候，连那些乡下来的工人，那些没有读书的，什么都不懂的，也可以参加交换礼物。
And we even invited those who work among us who are illiterate.
那么每个人从集多少钱到多少钱买那个礼物来交换。
And then we have this price range of gifts that you are supposed to buy.
小包换大包，叫做上帝的恩典。
So if your gift is very small and you get a big one, it's the grace of God.
大包换小包，叫做学习舍己救人的精神。
But if you give a big one, you get a small one, you have to learn to be
self-sacrifice. 大家换来换去换去的时候呢
？So when we do this gift exchange,
那些穷的乡下来没有读书的工人，他们就一根牙刷、一根梳子照着礼物送给人家了。
And those who are poor give things like a comb or a toothbrush.
有的人就买一本圣经，一个很大的礼物，好的钢笔做礼物，换来换去。
Or some people buy an expensive pen and a nice Bible.
注定有人赚，有人赔的。
Surely some will gain and some will lose.
我就看见一个乡下来的仆人。
I saw a servant from the villages.
礼物开起来的时候。
When he opened the
一卷 Fuji film.
There was a roll of Fuji film.
是一个这个照相用的底片。
The film for cameras.
那他是乡下来的。
But he was from the village.
没有什么读书。
Not literate.
没有什么照。不懂什么照照相机。
Doesn't know about cameras.
现在讲起来多好笑，有这样笨的人。
That there are people so ignorant.
好像你们一样，底片都没有看过，因为现在用 digital camera， 你不知道什么叫底片。
Like some of you who do not know what a negative is because of digital camera.
你是 post film camera， 它是 before 这个 pre film camera， 所以那个时候他也不知道。
The person doesn't know what the film is.
他拿到一个底片以后
，when he receive it，
他就不知道这是什么。他问他旁边的人
，he asked the person beside， what is this？
人家还没回答他
，before people say anything，
他就把底片拉出来
，he went to pull it out。
出来
pull it right out。
旁边的人紧张的，不要拉，不要拉，不要拉。
People say don't do that。
他说我有什么错？你这样骂我。
He said why are you scolding me？
所以呢，被他解释不要拉。
They tell him do not pull it out。
拉了就坏了。
That's the end of it。
他说我没有弄坏，我不过拉一拉。
He said I just open it a bit to see。
拉了就坏了。
They say that's the end of it。
他说没有，没有断呐。
He said no, it's not broken。
所以我告诉对这样的你不能解释。
You cannot explain to a person like that。
因为他连听明解释的程度都不够。
He is not even able to comprehend what you're saying。
旁边的人已经不能用了。
The people said that's it, you cannot use it.
他还不懂。
He still don't.
他说我好好放回去再用吧。
He said I just put it back carefully.
那你明白我的意思吗
？You know what I mean?
很多人对自己的自由是这样用法的。
Many people use their freedom in this way.
把自由 exposed 了。
They expose their freedom.
用掉了。
Use it up.
然后说我没有错啊。
He said I didn't do anything wrong.
我不过拉一拉嘛。
I just pull it a little bit.
我不过自由一下嘛。
Freedom for a while.
你跟你孩子上床的时候不过上床嘛。
When you go on to a bed with a woman, you say this just.
你知道你就把他的贞洁把他夺去。
But you have taken away the virginity of someone.
你就使他永远不能再回成一个处女了。
And she has gone into a stage where she can never return.
当你敬拜偶像的时候。
When you pray to an idol,
你就把你按照上帝的形象像是造，为了要以神合一的纯洁的灵性丢弃了。
You are giving away your spirit that was made for God.
当你说谎的时候
，When you are lying.
当你傲慢的时候
，When you are arrogant.
当你诡诈的时候
，When you are deceitful.
当你毁谤人的时候
，When you defame others.
你我不过讲讲吧，不过。
You say, well, I'm just doing something very simple.
你知道你把神的形象已经玷污了吗？
But you have stained the image of God.
这就是自由的危险性。
This is where freedom is dangerous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
We have been made in the image and likeness of God.
我们都是危机性的存在。
We are living in a state of crisis.
所以你们年轻的时候，敬畏上帝，听上帝的道。是很重要的一件事情。
It is therefore very important for you to fear God and listen to His word when you are young.
你可以保守你自己在上帝的道路中间过你圣洁的一生。
If you can preserve yourself and live a holy life upon the pathway of God.
因为自由不但赐给我们。
Because not only has He given us freedom.
自由也产生危机性在其中。
Freedom also gives us a crisis.
自由跟时间跟永恒的关系是相符的一个关系。
Freedom is related to time and eternity.
你可以在很短暂的时间中间用自由却出卖你的永恒。
With a very short moment in the temporal time, you can betray your eternity.
这是很可怕的一件事情。
This is something very frightening.
你只有一个生命。
You only have but one life.
你可以用几秒钟杀掉它。
Within a few seconds, you can end it.
但你永远没办法回到原先的状态中间。
But forever and ever, you cannot return back.
时间是不倒退的。
Time will not go backwards.
永恒是不能用你的自由随便换来换去。
Eternity cannot be exchanged using your freedom.
我们举个很简单的例子。
A simple illustration.
你骑一辆脚踏车的时候。
When you are riding on a bicycle,
你自由自在的踏那个脚踏车的踏板。
With freedom, you are just pedaling along.
所以你的轿车就这样向前走了。
And your bicycle is just moving forward.
那条路刚好不太宽。
And the road is not too wide.
给你可以在里面走。
It's only good enough for you.
你就自由自在的踏着脚车。
And with freedom, you are pedaling along.
因为你的自由就在路的范围里面。
Your freedom is constrained within the road.
左边是深渊。
The right hand side there is a cliff.
右边是很可怕的激流。
And on the other side there is a very fast moving river.
你向左也危险。
If you turn left, it's dangerous.
你向右也危险。
This dangerous way turn right.
你就这样走向前了。
And you keep paddling along.
这就是我们的生命。
This is our life.
那我们踏踏踏踏踏的时候
，As we paddle along,
我们踏到一半的时候
，Halfway through,
发现这条路来到一个必须选择的分叉。
We come to a crossroad.
哇，那中间一个大山出来了。
There is a mountain in the middle.
这条路要再走的时候
，And to move forward,
你是向右边走呢
？Do you move right?
或者向左边走呢
？Or do you turn left?
你已经到了一个不可能没有选择的地步了。
You have come to a stage where you must make a choice.
你就停下来。
You will stop.
你要做一个决定。
And make a decision.
就是我要向右呢
？Do I turn right?
或者向左呢
？Or do I turn left?
那就在决定的时候，你被现象所影响了。
But when you are making a decision, you are attracted by the phenomenon.
右边的路是向山上走。
The right road seems to be moving upwards.
所以你要踏得很辛苦。
So it's quite difficult.
你没有力还会掉下来。
Maybe you will fall backwards.
所以你那个时候犹豫不决，要不要向右走
？And you think maybe I go right.
但你向左看的时候
，But when you look at the left,
这个路是向下走。
It is a slope going down.
所以你可以很顺利的走一大半的路。
So it's quite smooth for a while.
这个路呢是不必用力踏的。
You don't even have to paddle.
但问题下去了以后就很难上来了。
But if you go down, it's difficult to come out.
因为下去容易，退后向上很难。
Easy to go down, difficult to return.
你犹豫不决一段时间。
As you try to figure it out,
你要做一个决定了。
You must decide.
这个决定就是要决定。
You just have to decide.
就是现在要决定。
And now I have to decide.
因为到了路口这个地方不能不决定。
I cannot not make a decision.
所以做了一个好了。向左
I move right.
你就下去了
I move left.
一下的时候
As I move,
发现斜度越来越弯越来越下越来越陡
The slope gets larger and larger.
到你面前
And then right in front of you,
看见千千万万掉下去的人的尸体骷髅都在那边
There were many dead bodies there.
还有许多许多已经变成废铁的这个轮子什么翘一半出来
And a lot of damaged bicycles there.
这是事故
It is a dead body.
已经没有办法进了
But there's no
choice. 也没有办法。
You grab hold of the
brake, 一直冲下去。
And go all the way down.
在刹车上的更厉害，后轮朝天翻过去。
When you brake, the back wheel move forward.
这个时候，你说那是
at that moment,
在岔口的地方。
When I was in the crossroad,
我用过我的自由。
I had used my freedom once.
我那时候我有自由决定。
I at that time I was able to decide.
我决定错了。
But I made the wrong decision.
这就是危机性的货物。
This is where a living being is in crisis.
这就是神的形象的一部分。
The part of God's image.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们谈上帝的形象的时候
，When we talk about the image of God,
你要知道这是很严肃的事情。
Know that this is a very solemn matter.
这是很伟大的恩典。
A very great grace.
加上很可怕的危机。
Plus a very frightening crisis.
当上帝把自由给你的时候
，When God give you a freedom,
不是让你任意妄为。
It is not for you to be haphazard.
不是让你享受自主权。
Or to enjoy a sovereign will,
而不必向上帝负责任。
Without any responsibility to God.
自由的本身不是绝对野蛮的自由。
Freedom in itself is not where it's barbaric.
大概33年以前
About 33 years ago,
我在你们的这个新加坡大学讲道。
I was preaching at the National University of Singapore.
我就提到了关于自由的几种本性。
I talk about the several aspects of freedom.
他们要求我可以不可以把这篇东西就登在《前哨》杂志的第一期里面。
They asked me whether they can put this into a magazine.
我就同意了。
I agreed.
我提到自由的相对性，自由的不可能性。
I talk about how freedom is relative and how freedom is impossible.
我举个例子
哈。Any last question?
如果我们这里分成一二十组。
If we split you into 20 groups,
每一组几十个人
and have more than 10 people,
那么将五六百个人都一同分组来讨论什么叫做自由
and we ask these many groups to discuss what freedom is.
讨论以后呢
after the discussion,
十分钟以后
10 minutes later,
把你们所讨论的结论告诉我好不好
tell me the conclusion of the discussion.
谈完以后
people will discuss.
这组的自由就是什么什么什么
this group will say freedom is this.
自由是什么什么什么
freedom is that.
那么我就要问了
Then I will ask,
那你的自由跟你讨论以后，就在结论里面给他结死了。
Does that mean that your conclusion will decide all things?
所以你的结论就把自由结死了。
Your conclusion will kill freedom.
因为自由给他结论了嘛，就结死在那边了嘛。
Because you give it a conclusion.
所以讨论自由是不是可以没有结论才叫做真正的自由呢？
Does that mean that when we discuss freedom, we should not end?
你懂不懂啊？
Do you know this?
讨论自由，讨论结果，就把自由做结论，自由就结在结论里面就结死了嘛。
When you have a conclusion, does that mean that you have just killed freedom?
这样自由是可能嘛？
Does, therefore, is freedom possible?
是不是呢？康德所讲的自由的不可能是从这里发展，我不知道。
Was this what Kant was saying? I do not know.
但我告诉你。
But I tell you this.
被造的自由。
The created freedom.
有矛盾性。
Has this irony.
有相对性。
Relative.
有限性。
Is finite.
有反合性。
Paradoxical.
但有一件必然的事情。
But there's something that's sure.
就是你在时间中间用错自由，你就进到永恒的后悔里面去。
That if you use your freedom wrongly within time space, you will enter into eternal regret.
这是最可怕的事情。
This is most frightening.
你研究文学。
When you study literature.
研究戏剧。
When you study drama.
你研究歌剧。
When you study the opera.
你看见悲剧都有同样的一个本质。
All tragedies have the same common element.
就是错误的决定跟永恒不能回到原先的自由的时刻。
That there is this moment where you make the wrong choice and you cannot return backwards.
所带来的沮丧、懊悔、痛苦以及没有盼望。
It brings about depression, anxiety, and the lack of hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这就是悲剧的本质。
This is how tragedies are made.
今天我奉主的名对你说。
Today I say to you in the name of the Lord.
按照上帝的形象要。
That we are made in the image and likeness of God.
上帝说我是主。
God said I'm Lord.
有上帝的自主权。
I have a sovereign will.
那你按照上帝的形象造的，造成你说我是主，你也像上帝吗？
Does that mean that you are also like a Lord?
所以每一个人都希望用自己的绝对自主权来为自己的前途决定命运。
Every one of us want to decide our own destiny based on our own choices.
但我在说这是个危机性的形象。
But I say to you again, this image is in a state of crisis.
圣经说
，The Bible says,
我儿，将你的心归我。
Give me your heart, my son.
你的心眼目要喜悦我的道路。
Your eyes have to be delighted with my pathway.
我差遣使者在你前头走。
I have sent a messenger before you.
你要顺从他，你就领受生命。
If you obey him, you will receive life.
你抵挡他，你就面对死亡。
If you oppose him, you will surely die.
摩西说 ：“Come 啊，我呼天唤地对你说，我把生死摆在你们面前。”
Moses said, Behold, I call upon heaven and earth to give you life and death.
那么摩西没有死以前讲一句话。
And before he died, Moses said,
唯愿他们知道他们做事的结局。
May they all know the outcome of their very life.
哇，这句话对我很深的启发。
To me, this is great inspiration.
因为在这个整个哲学里面，设个很大的金科一律的道德观念里面有一条。
In philosophy, there is 10 areas that are very important.
是美国的杜威哲学家所提出来的。
One was proposed by American philosopher.
我最近是
when I do
我要选择
I want to select,
可以做吗
can I do this?
不可以做吗
or can I do that?
我要用什么来作为我选择的基础呢
But what is the basis of my choice?
我行为的这一个定律应当用什么做我的原理呢
What is the reference for me when I make a choice?
康德有康德的看法。
Kant has his idea.
孔子有孔子的看法。
Confucius has his idea.
犹太人的希勒、拉比有他的看法。
The rabbi have their own thinking.
耶稣基督有耶稣基督给我们的教训。
Jesus Christ has his own teaching.
所有的宗教
All these religions
都提出道德的金科一律的问题。
All of them give us golden rules.
孔子的金科一律是什么呢？
The one from Confucius.
己所不欲，勿施于人。
Is that you ought not to do to others what you do not want to be done?
我可以那样做吗？
Can I do that?
我怎么决定我的自由呢？
How do I decide?
你自己不要的，你不要给人。
Confucius said anything that you do not want, do not give to other people.
这个很消极的。
This is passive.
我说不要的。
Things I do not want.
我不要做给人。
I do not do to others.
所以两个不要。
Do not.
在几何学里面可以抵消掉。
They actually cancel each other in mathematics.
耶稣说什么呢
？But Jesus said,
你所要人家怎么尊重你，你就尊重别人。
Do unto others what you want others to do to you.
所以孔子说，己所不欲，勿施于人。耶稣说 ，No, 己所欲，施于人。
And so Jesus Christ have it the other way around compared to Confucius.
所以就把被动变成主动了。
And he is dynamic.
但是呢，杜威的这个金科一律是什么呢
？But the golden rule of Dewey.
你要先想清楚，你做任何一件事，后来结局变成什么
is that you must think of the consequences before you start doing anything.
我从前研读哲学的时候，
when I study philosophy in the past,
我不明白为什么把这句话当作金科玉律十条里面的一条呢？
I do not understand why this statement is considered one of the 10 most important things.
杜威一点没有创建。
Dewey was not original.
他不过是抄圣经里面一句话。
He just took what he learned from the Bible.
也就是摩西没有死以前讲过的一句话。
That was what Moses said before he died.
唯愿这些人知道他做事的结局。
May they know the outcome of the life, their very life.
亲爱的弟兄们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你的自由怎么用啊？
How do you use your freedom?
你的选择的时候怎么定啊？
How do you choose?
当你要决定的时候，什么要做你的原理呢？
What is the principle of your choice?
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible says,
是神把自由给你。
God gave you this freedom.
你一定要用敬畏上帝的态度。
And you must fear God in your attitude.
深思也在他神的面前要受最后的审判。
To think carefully that one day you would be judged before God.
你以敬畏上帝的心，
With a heart that fear God.
以神道德本性的基础，
With God's ethics as the basis,
以基督的榜样，
as Jesus Christ as our example,
以圣灵的引导，
the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
以圣经的原则，
the principles of the Bible,
来约束你的自由，
to constrain your freedom,
那你就从危机中间出来，
then you will be delivered from this crisis,
变成一个蒙恩的人，
to be a person who is blessed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
赐下自由的上帝，
God who has given us freedom,
也赐下境界的命令，
It also gave us warnings and commandments.
赐下自由的上帝，
The God that gave us freedom,
也赐下顺从他的人要领受的应许，
Also gave us promises for those who are obedient to him.
所以今天我们领受神赐给我们的自由，
So today when we receive the freedom that God has given to us,
这是神的形象，
This is the image of God.
这是神的恩典，
The grace of God.
这也是人的危机，
But also our crisis,
也是人要受审判的一个责任，
and the responsibility to which we will be judged.
所以我们应当恐惧战惊，
so we need to be in fear and trembling.
我们的自由，
use our freedom,
放在神的自主权的下面，
and place it under the sovereign will of God.
Surrender your freedom, the created freedom, under the sovereignty of God. 这就是耶稣给我们的教导。
This is the teaching of Jesus Christ.
耶稣是你们学我的样式。
Jesus Christ says, follow me.
那么你说在这件事情上耶稣的样式是什么？
But what is there to follow?
耶稣跪在克西马尼。
Jesus Christ knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane.
父啊，
and said, Father,
不是照我的意思，
not by my will,
乃是照你的意思而行，
but by your will.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
请问你明白什么叫做自由吗？
Do you understand what freedom is?
你明白什么叫做自由的恩典吗？
Do you understand what the grace of freedom is?
你明白什么叫做自由的危机吗？
Do you understand what the crisis of freedom is?
你明白怎样用你的自由在神的旨意中间吗？
Do you know how to use your freedom in the will of God?
今天如果你知道这些事情，
If you understand all these things this evening,
你再回到上帝面前，
And then you return to God,
那你就知道每一个逼过的时刻，
That every moment that you pass in your life,
隐藏着一个永不后悔向前进的进度。
There is a progression that will move forward without regret.
那么你就很严肃的。
Then you will be very solemn.
看待你的时机。
To take care of this moment.
使用你的自由。
To use your freedom.
在上帝的面前。
Before God.
那这个把自由放在神的主权之下的这种决定。
This decision that I will place my freedom under the sovereign will of God
叫做灵性，
is called spirituality.
这个叫做奉献，
this is offering.
这个叫做顺从，
this is submission.
这个叫做遵行上帝的旨意，
this is doing the will of God.
感谢上帝，
thanks be to God.
你愿意不愿意、啊、
Are you willing?
把你的自由放在神的主权之下，
to submit your freedom under the sovereign will of God.
这样你不但有神的形象，
not only will you then have the image of God.
你更受了神儿子的样式。
You have then learned from the Son of God.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
来跟从我，
follow me.
你学我的样式，
and follow my lifestyle.
负我的轭，
and to carry my yoke.
你效法我，
follow me.
我们跟随基督，
let us follow Jesus.
我们的自由，
our freedom,
坐在正途中间，
will then be used correctly.
我们低头祷告，
let us pray.